Hello.
Hi, David. David, so we got this. So when you went to the my.localsplash.com, do you see something that says something like, oops, looks like your subscription is not yet active?
No, it just gives me a username and password to log in.
Okay, so the username is Top Internet. All lowercase, no space, just TOPINTERNET.
Okay.
Wait a second. One second. Just verifying if it looks like the top internet is your password, not your username. So let me generate a username here for you.
Okay.
Okay. So the username is just going to be your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So as if I had already created the account on my end, that's going to be your username anyway. So just the number that we're speaking on, 970-889-8868. That's your username, and then Top Internet is the password. So once you put that in, you should see the oops, looks like your subscription is not active page.
Okay. Let's see. Local terms, directory submission, Google Ads. Okay, it got a cost and everything. Okay, it has the terms, and I'm trying to sign it, but it's not the confirm signature button working.
So there's a box above that line where you have to click to verify that you are the authorized holder of the card that you'll be using.
Mm-hmm.
So click on that.
It's not working from the phone. I'll try it on my computer real quick.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, okay. I got capital letters in there. It doesn't like that. Let me see that in here.
Yeah, so it is case sensitive. The D and the L capitalized, the space between, but no space before or after.
It's just saying that the signatures don't match. Let me try it again. Yeah, weird. It won't let me sign it. On the bottom, it says that the text is with lower letters, and I tried it with lower letters and uppercase, the first letter, and neither one of those will match the signature.
So if you did, there's a couple of boxes that this system is a little finicky about. The one where it says the SMS communication and it populates your mobile number, If you click on the box below it, that's to opt out of SMS or text messages, so we don't want you to click on that box. Leave that box unchecked. But then the box above that long line that goes across, where it says signature below it, of course, we want you to click on the box that says that you are authorized to use the card that you intend to use. But I have I have it in the system as David Lesperance, L-E-S-P-E-R-A-N-C-E, capital D, capital L. So I on my end, since I didn't generate it, I can't actually see that that link onto the terms and conditions. But it should be populating your name that way. And it does show your name above it, right? It should have your name above it. It just wants
where your name is blank. But yeah, I do have the authorized holder box clicked, but where it says your name, it's a blank.
There's nothing there. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I didn't create it. If you leave it blank and click on it, does that at least allow you to get to the next page? And then, of course, I'll resend you.
Yeah, it does. And it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not.
Okay. So, yeah, like I said, it's been a long time since I've done it this way. And I was thinking that you would see your name populating. But it just wants you to match whatever above that. Go. It should say in the right-hand corner, it's got your name, and then it's got in a grayish circle DL for your initials, and then it says account settings.
I did get past that first screen when I left it blank and click sign, and then it brings me to a screen that says your subscription.
Okay. And so then click on where it says reactivate the account, and then it should give you an option near the upper right-hand corner where it says account settings.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that, it'll open up a drop-down box, personal info, password, billing. If you click on the billing tab.
Okay. It's like Google Ads, reviews, post, business info. I don't see a billing in that list. It's home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights, Google Ads, reviews, posts, and business info. What's on?
When you click on where it says account settings.
Let's see. It doesn't have that. Let's see. Okay, if I click on my name, then account settings pops up. Okay.
And then when you click on it, account settings, does it show personal info, password, billing?
Yeah.
Okay. So then if you click on the billing, it should take you to what I can see on my end, where there's something like the billing account, or if you have to put in an invoice number first. I'm not sure, but the invoice is 745025.
025. Okay.
So do you see a screen where you can put in your business name, company name, all of that information? I wonder if that information is already populating for you. I can't see what you're doing.
The invoice, it has the total amount, and it has the billing date set for the first. For today.
Okay.
So we're really close.
I think we are.
Yeah. But no, everything looks good and legitimate. I got to get back to taking care of this little guy. He's driving his trucks all over my computer. It's almost lunchtime.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get you off the phone pretty quick here. So there's no spot where you see where you can put in the info. You clicked on the billing tab.
Mm-hmm.
And does it bring up a page that says billing account first name last name?
Oh, there we go. Oh, there it is. Yeah, when I click the payment info.
Okay. And then, yeah, so click on that, and then it gives you the opportunity to put the information in. and let me know when you have it in there. I have to actually update it on my end.
Okay. Can we just do this for next week? And we can do it over the phone or online, whatever is easiest. I just want to get that date in the account squared away so we don't have to go in and change company names and.
Right. Well, I think that's why we want to push out the billing for the 2 weeks to give us the extra time to get that going. But I think if you're on that page, if you've got the Visa information in on your end, I won't actually be able to see it, but when I click update, it will update in my system on our end, and then I could get things processed, get your client interview scheduled.
Okay. Yeah, it's still showing the phone pretty on the first, and I just don't want to have any run through the account right now because I haven't collected that check yet, so I don't want to.
So for the first payment, today's a bit of a stretch for you.
Yeah. We're talking about doing it on the 14th. Or 14th at the latest. I would like to do it on the 7th and get everything set.
I see. Yeah, I thought that that was for the future payment for recurring billing.
Oh, future payments as well, but I don't want to run that payment today.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then you said give you a call next week or maybe by the end of
Okay. Yeah, if you guys are on Saturday would be a good
I was going to say by the end of this week, but for us, that's Friday. Like I said, we are just closed on the weekend.
Sure, no worries. Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Next will be good to process payments and get everything finalized.
I've got just about everything in the notes here, and then I'll give you a call on Monday or Tuesday. We'll get everything set up. And then, and then, I have no problem with my supervisor. I mean, of course, my supervisor already approved future billing on the 14th, but, we can, if you think that's still best, I'm okay with that. I know my supervisor is. Although I think he thought, like I did, that we would still get this going today. That's probably why he approved.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. Okay. But I don't think the 8th would be a problem. I know I can do that without his approval. But if that does not work for you, I'll see if we can keep the 14th for future billing.
Sure. It seems like the 8th would be fine. If you just want to call me on Monday morning, that would be great. And I'll just, I got to do some moving. I'm moving some office stuff all day on Friday, so I'll have my hands full. And going to Aurora to finish collect that check and everything on Thursday. And so I should be able to get that in the bank and, have it all posted and ready for Monday.
Okay, perfect. And if anything does change, if you are able to put in that information, then when I call you on Monday, it'll be easier. But if not, I can walk you through that on Monday or like you said, maybe even do that just on my end.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good. I have it all on the records and everything. Yeah. I just like to,
Once everything's like, in, either on your end or on my end, nothing happens until I hit update on my end, and then we're able to get things set up. And, of course, as far as client interviews go, we try to get those done same day if possible. So by Monday, that calendar invite, that calendar should be wide open.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Monday could probably be a good day for the interview, too, right after we process the
payment. Yeah. Yeah. So what time on Monday? Maybe about 9? I don't want to call you too early. I can call you later. 9 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah, I'd say between 9 and 10 is good.
Between 9 and 10.
All
right. Sounds good, David. I'll talk to you then. I appreciate your patience.
Oh, of course, man. Thank you guys for all
the good.
It's crazy timing it was.
I know you said you don't often pick up the phone, and I was lucky kind of to get you, but I am going to call you between 9 and 10 on Monday. Okay?
Yes. All right. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, David. You have a good weekend. Take care.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time and everything.
Oh, no
I appreciate
problem.
It. And
no
we'll definitely get things set up and going because I see
good.
The benefit and we're
Absolutely.
Ready to go on things. I just got to get my website and trade name.
Yeah, I'll put that in the notes here too, that by Monday you might have that domain for the DEX website and the trade name as well.
Yes. Alrighty. Yes, we will.
All right. Sounds good. Pleasure speaking with you. You have a great day today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.